Jim Taylor on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. I attended on Saturday night the Mercer County School District Art Gala in downtown Alita. One of the artists is Junior Olivia Cuellar. So first up, tell us about your piece of work. And then second, what is the winning bid it brought?
All right. Well, my piece of work, it's called Vintage Vinyl and Tapes. It went for $350, which is wild. My piece, I was walking through a thrift shop one day in LeClaire about 3 years ago, and I thought the scenery was really pretty, so I took a picture of it and didn't think anything of it until I was told about the art gala this year. I showed her the piece, and she didn't know if it was going to be good enough quality to put in, and then she blew it up and said it was, so I'm glad. I didn't really have to do much work for it this year, but...
Well, so I guess then speak to kind of the idea behind doing it, and then how long did it take you to complete the work?
The idea behind it, it was just pretty. I really am into like music and movies, and that's what the whole piece was about. So I thought, when I was walking, I just thought might as well take a picture of it. And it ended up being a lot better than I thought it would be because I just took it on my phone, so.
All right, so you got to tell me, though. You don't listen to vinyl records, do you? Or do you?
I do.
Wait, what?
I do.
You listen to vinyl records?
Yes, my dad has a record player, so. But it's not often, but I obviously listen to it more on my phone now, but yeah.
Well, I like it. I dig it. All right, so what do you think of tonight down here in downtown Alito with this first ever art gala and the people that showed up and kind of the interest in all of this?
It's really exciting. I loved looking at all of the artwork. All of it's amazing. I think the talent is just insane. So.
And then, you know, with your classmates, they're participating, and then the money that's kind of been generated, you heard, I think there were like 34 pieces that were bid tonight. So there were a lot of different people bidding on this stuff. So that means the community is engaged and they support art. What, were you surprised by kind of the turnout and the result tonight?
I was. I wasn't sure how many people were going to come, but there was a ton of people. And I'm so excited because I saw how hard my classmates worked on their pieces. And I'm so proud of everyone here. And I'm so grateful for this community that we have. So
they said the inaugural art gala, so it sounds like they're going to do this every year. So my question to you is, why should an event like this be sustained and continued?
Mainly the community aspect of it. Everybody came here and it supported each other's works. And overall, I think it was just a happy community. It's fun to see everybody, and it raises awareness for the art community here too. So
the piece again, what was the official title of your piece?
Vintage Vinyl and Tapes.
And they say it's going to hang at the radio station WMJ, is that right?
It is. I am so excited.
Congratulations, nice work.
Thank you so much.
All right. Great to visit with our talented students in the Mercer County School District. Among those, Junior Olivia Cuellar joining us on WRMJ.